This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. When abortion advocates complain about investigative videos being edited, perhaps they should be careful what they wish for. More footage being released now shows a Houston Planned Parenthood executive essentially bragging on how she can manipulate the books to conceal illegal profits derived from selling post-abortion specimens. While the major media blockade censoring the videos continues, nothing says these videos are going away. The more people watch, the more they drop their support for abortion providers. A quick look at headlines shows the U.S. House preparing for a vote for a federal defunding of Planned Parenthood. A court is protecting the March for Life organization from the HHS pregnancy interdiction mandate, and the gruesome California effort to offer assisted suicide as hope for the depressed and dying is back for yet another hearing during a special session. This is Life News Radio.
The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Responding to the Planned Parenthood scandal, Robert Addis and his wife spent their 55th wedding anniversary, August 22nd, praying with 100 other people at a Planned Parenthood in Livonia, Michigan. He was there just moments when he suffered a heart attack and died. His pastor said Bob was an advocate for life for those who are not given the chance to live their lives. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.